It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Do you give your mom an orgasm?
Oh,
that moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
This one person said they found liquor bottles hidden in liquor balls.
This is Marconi Award-winning.
Lands in Greenville, Texas, like 8 minutes later because smoke filled the
Don't stop there.
once again, that is a two-syllable word. It's cockpit. What?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
That's not what you said.
I know. I said smoke.
Don't stop there.
It's. I'm sorry.
How would smoke fill one of those?
I don't know.
On the little ticket.
Classic BMW brings you the emergency brake of the week. We'll give you three candidates. I don't know if they'll be.
I hadn't heard the liquor bottles
crazy
one.
As those.
I don't remember that one.
I remember it. It's maybe a couple of years ago.
Dang.
It makes no sense.
Well, now.
I guess it could. You could have that scenario if, say, you were dating Caitlyn Jenner, right?
I would stay away from that.
Yeah. We're going to give you three
not
candidates.
Her. I'm saying I'd stay away from talking about that. I believe, not that it's any of our business, but she says she has had some surgery.
Oh, I thought
to bring her in line with her gender confirmation.
I thought the whole deal with the, was it Barbara Walters interview or Oprah?
At the time,
she wasn't going to do that.
But since.
No, at the time, she hadn't. But I think that she has since.
Okay.
I swear her plan was not to have that procedure. Did she change her mind?
It's none of our business.
Well, I'm going to Google it.
Don't Google it.
All right. We're going to give you three candidates. You get to vote on it at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one from the Hardline is Danny and Mike. They were talking about sunglasses, where you get them, how much you pay. This was just last night during guys or girls' night out. We have another ticket fight.
This is an odd two-nominee.
Yeah, they have screamed at each other before, but it's been a while.
No, but I'm saying you're nominating both of them for one nomination spot, right?
I think this one is on Danny because he is the one who just doesn't want to participate in the show anymore.
Okay.
So this one's on Danny, yeah.
What do you go? You're a Sunglass Hut guy, Danny?
Man, you have no idea, bro.
I'm more of an Oakley's guy.
Yeah.
I shop there a lot.
It's
spent a lot of time
Hut.
At Abercrombie.
Yeah. Forever 21.
No, they have those. Gosh, it's like H&M, and then there's
my
this other.
Forever 61.
What do you have? What'd you say, Danny? You got to cut through the jokes and just keep going.
The interruption and the bad joke?
You're right.
Oh, okay. I give up.
Okay,
just
all right.
Continue on.
Go ahead.
Continue
go ahead.
On. I didn't
finish
have a joke.
Story.
I was actually trying to complete a sentence. That's all.
Okay, well, finish it.
No,
go ahead.
It's clearly not important enough for you to listen to it, so it's not important enough for me to finish it, Michael.
It's not.
Go ahead, Corby.
I'm just giving you the invitation.
Go ahead, Corby.
Anyway, I wonder if, like, the Orange Julius stand, which is
kind of like Mom and Dad, when Danny gets really formal with the name Michael, you know he's really mad.
I think that this is on Danny. This is on Danny because I think Mike was just doing a normal part
we
of
have
the
to
show,
fight through stuff
just,
like that all the time.
Yeah, you throw in a punchline every once in a while.
Anupama.
Wasn't a great punchline.
Oh, I think it's all right that Mike shops at Forever 61. That's a funny line.
All right, let's hear it again.
What do you go? You're a Sunglass Hut guy, Danny?
Man, you have no idea, bro.
I'm more of an Oakley's guy.
Yeah.
I shop there a lot.
It's
spent a lot of time
Hut.
At Abercrombie.
Yeah, Forever 21.
No, they have those. Gosh, it's like H&M, and then there's
my
this other.
Forever 61.
What do you have? What'd you say, Danny? You got to cut through the jokes and just keep going.
The interruption and the bad joke?
You're right.
Oh, okay. I give up.
Okay,
just
all right.
Continue
amuse us.
On.
Go ahead.
Continue
go ahead.
On. I didn't
finish
have a joke. I was actually trying to complete a sentence. That's all.
Okay, well, finish it.
No,
go ahead.
It's clearly not important enough for you to listen to it, so it's not important enough for me to finish it, Michael.
It's not.
Go ahead, Corby.
I'm just giving you the invitation.
Go ahead, Corby.
Anyway, I wonder if, like, the Orange Julius stand.
Orange Julius. All right, there's Danny as candidate number one. Candidate number two from Bad Radio is Jake. As he wraps up the 1:30 news, this is slightly edited just because for the interest of time, but this was the final story, which is a little awkward story, but the wrap-up's even more awkward as they had this very strange ending to the 1:30 news.
Jonah Carey was arrested Thursday and charged with an alleged assault on his wife. He faces three counts of assault as well as one count of, and listen to this charge, how Canadian is this? One charge of uttering death threats. And there's your news. Sorry about Jonah Carey. And his wife, probably more so.
Not him. It's, it's cordial to this ticket.
Not a perfectly landed dismount there at the end of the 1:30 news. And we'll put that back on Jake. Candidate number three comes to us from the Norm and Donnie Show. And this is Mike Soroy. Now, you tell me, did Mike want to hear this Norm story or not? Because he makes this noise for, I don't know, 30, 40 seconds?
Donnie, you're pretty good here. August 5th, you have the 255 career home run hitting John Olerud at bat for you.
Oh, with the batting helmet in the field.
Yep. I happen to have a John Olerud story for you.
Stop making that noise!
Oh, God, sure.
I was wondering how long it could go.
Go ahead, Norm.
So, Donnie mentioned John Olerud. For those who don't remember, John Olerud.
What Norm was that? The story. That was his noise of defeat. Kind of a moan-like kind of thing, yeah.
Boy, Norm gets no respect on that show.
It's a Hall of Famer. He had a good John Olerud story.
Right.
Mike didn't want to hear it. Go ahead, Norm.
Okay.
Yeah, Norm was undeterred.
Plowing through.
Still tells the story. I got to hear that sound one more time.
Donnie, you're pretty good here. August 5th, you have the 255 career home run hitting John Olerud at bat for you.
Oh, with the batting helmet in the field.
Yep. I happen to have a John Olerud story for you.
Stop making that noise!
God, sure.
I was wondering how long it could go.
Go ahead, Norm.
So, Donnie mentioned John Olerud. For those
here's your John Olerud.
Okay, but the groan starts before Norm's even finished the name John Olerud.
Oh, I think he knew where Norm was going.
That sounded like the guy from Intervention, the guy who cried.
Yeah.
Well, that is Mike Soroy as candidate number three. Yeah, that is really close. That's a great duet.
That guy died recently.
That's right.
Well, that makes it even more touching of a duet. It's kind of a tribute to him.
To Diet.
Danny, Jake, or Mike Soroy, 888-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Give me number one, and the Colorado State Rams have done it again. Back to you, Junior.
The Colorado State Rams.
What? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Give me the Knox City Knockers, Danny Bailey.
All right, two early votes for Danny. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM.
Hey, yes, long-time listener, first-time caller. I'd like to vote for Michael Groening Conversations.
For who?
That's a Ryan's vote, I think.
Okay. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Phone call from lower heaven.
Oh, wait. Hold on, guys. Hold on, guys. I think this may be Coco. Yeah, we should probably take the call.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and
we'll accept
it.
The charges.
Coco here.
Yep.
Coco consult the soul of the great departed chimp Peggy for today's vote. Peggy play Bonzo in the 1951 Ronald Reagan classic Bedtime for Bonzo.
1951.
Peggy says she has remorse for almost strangling the great Reagan on set with his own necktie.
She said that.
But Hitler told Peggy not to worry because he had done much worse.
Oh, my God. Yeah, quit working Hitler into
so
this thing.
So Hitler comforted Peggy.
Well, who does Coco vote for?
Coco and Peggy vote for compassionless Jake.
Okay. Thank you, Coco. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, boys. This is Crestman.
Oh, hey, it's Crestman. Hey. All right.
Hey, man, it's good to hear from you boys. I do want to vote. I do want to vote, okay? But I do want to let you know that Chris Mann's told me he's going away for a little while.
You're going away for a little while? Why?
Well, I've been laundering some money.
Okay. We don't need to know. Just vote, Chris Mann.
Yeah, I'm calling from prison here. This is my one phone call.
Just vote.
I do want to vote for Max DeRoy, and I do need help. Please help me.
Okay.
Please help me.
We'll call you back. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys. My name is Earl, and my son wanted to say hi to you.
Okay.
Well, hi, musers.
Oh, hey, triple fake tiger.
Tiger.
Hey, I'm going to vote for Danny.
Okay.
All right. Could have done that with a tiger voice.
He's in and out pretty quick. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Vaginal slice. Bon bon.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310. Sports caller, you're on the air.
That's a Roy Vogt.
That's a Roy Vogt there. Thank you. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
I appreciate you. I really appreciate you, John Olerud. That's who I'm voting for, okay? Just accept it. Thank you.
Is that a Norm impersonation? I guess so. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah. My wife and I tried to open door last night. I'm wearing a maxi pad to work today.
What's that?
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Daniel Butler Bayless and Hooter Brown.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
Yay!
Last night's fight on the hard line wins it.
What do you go? You're a Sunglass Hut guy, Danny?
Man, you have no idea, bro.
I'm more of an Oakley's guy.
Yeah.
I shop there a lot.
It's
spent
Sunglass
a lot of time
Hut.
At Abercrombie.
Yeah, Forever 21.
No, they have those... Gosh, it's like H&M, and then there's
my
this other...
Forever 61.
What do you have? What'd you say, Danny? You got to cut through the jokes and just keep going.
The interruption and the bad joke?
You're right.
Oh, okay. I give up.
Okay,
just
all right.
Continue on.
Go ahead.
Continue
go ahead.
On. I didn't
finish
have a joke. I was actually trying to complete a sentence. That's all.
Okay, well, finish it.
No,
go
don't,
ahead.
It's clearly not important enough for you to listen to it, so it's not important
enough for me to finish it, Michael. It's not.
Go ahead, Corby.
I'm just giving you the invitation.
Go ahead, Corby.
Anyway, I wonder if, like, the Orange Julius stand, which
is one of them. I want to hear about the Orange Julius stand.
Too.
30-second win, 76 behind Norman Bucket of Balls Hitzkus.
76 behind him. Wow.
All right, Danny.